afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, September 6th, 2018. And we're trying to bring Butch on today by telephone.
You got me. I'm up and running on Comrex. Yes. I'm here.
All right. Good. Good job. Hello.
Todd finally pulled through.
About time he went to work, huh?
Hi, Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Glad you could join us.
Me and too. You know, I may not make it through the whole show. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear Burt Reynolds died?
I did.
Remember Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. I remember Burt Reynolds. Yeah, I do. He was 13 years older than me.
Yeah. So
sooner or later comes fall of us, Melody. Sooner or later comes fall of us. I guarantee you it will.
Yeah. That's one of the guarantees in life, right?
It certainly is. Why the hell you say taxes and death, you know? So here we are.
Well, you can't even really say taxes.
Well, I don't know. I ain't never got out paying them yet. Every time I turn around, they want to charge me a tax on something.
But there are some people who don't.
Well, every time I buy a gallon of gas, they pay tax.
No. Some people don't drive.
Well, that may be true, but if they pay a power bill, they pay tax. They always got somebody against you, believe me.
And I wanted to see how far I could go.
Yeah, I mean, I look for ways out, and they're very, very scarce.
Well, you know, we have gold to look forward to as protecting people's purchasing power for the increasing power and gasoline and everything else in our lives that continue to increase. Gold was up $2.80 today at $1,200. Silver didn't do quite as well, was down 2 pennies today at $14.25. Platinum was up 7 at $796, with palladium up 2 at $982. The USDX today was down just, 0.04 at 95.07. Crude oil was up 75 cents at 67.97. And the paper markets, we have the pressure on the Dow, not on the Dow, but on the NASDAQ. The Dow was up 21 points to 25,996. The Dow... What is wrong with me? I'm getting my Dows and my NASDAQs mixed up today.
You're getting old, darling.
I guess. The NASDAQ was down 70. You're lucky you bleated out of there. I didn't hear exactly what you said.
I said you're getting older, too.
Oh, okay. The NASDAQ, but not quite as... What did they
not
say?
Quite
I'll never be as old as you?
not on this earth, anyway. That's for sure.
The NASDAQ was down 72 points at 7,922, and the S&P was down 10 at 2,878. 10-year yield, 2.88. Euro, 116. Asia, European markets were all down. A lot of the emerging markets were sort of a mixed bag overnight. Bitcoin was down another 7% today at $64.44. And, all eyes have been focused on the article, the note that was sent to the New York Times yesterday regarding the administration and President Trump. And, it really is incredible how they could post something like that.
Do know that Carlson on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, said he thought he knew who it was. You know that, right?
Well, but he didn't say who.
No, he didn't say who, but somebody else said that he, and this is all hearsay, but I got it here in writing, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but they think it was Pence.
I heard that.
So, I don't know. I doubt that, but I don't know. Everything is so insane, I just about believe anything anymore. And whether it's relevant or not, whether it's all show or not, makes no difference. People are jumping on it both feet. I mean, the news media is eating it up.
I know.
Yeah, it's really something. And And then, of course, you find out then that the protesters at the Kavanaugh hearing are being paid.
Yep.
I'm serious.
They're even communicating with the Democrats that are sitting in there.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
They've been told when to stand up and say their speech or yell.
Yep.
They said that this is for real, people. They're putting on a show, just keeps entertained. And the sad part is it's working. It's working,
yeah.
But they're paying the protesters $50 to disrupt the hearing. They also receive a free breakfast, lunch, and bail money. Now, I don't know, maybe that's a good idea. I mean, you know, hey, will you pay my trip up there and back? I'll go, you know, I mean, this is unbelievable. And you heard the senator, doing the auctioneering during the protest. You heard
yes,
that, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I did.
I mean, he did a good job. I mean, he was raining on the money doing auctioneering. I mean, I probably would bid myself. So that was really good. But the childishness of this whole thing for people that are supposed to be dignified people of well-educated background who is there to set a moral standard and keep this nation as a republic. Ha, ha, ha. These people that once were esteemed as being above average, we'll say, because they were elected office to do such important things, are now paying people to protest, and the other side is doing auctioneering to cover it up.
Only in America.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
I chuckle.
And I wonder why you chuckle. But, I mean, you have to laugh. It's you cry and laugh both same time.
But it's you can chuckle, but you're right. You cry at the same time. And it should also frighten people at the same time to see this type of behavior supposedly coming from the leaders of this country. Being, you know, in cooperation with the media. I mean, it's just like, and the Republicans, they're quiet. You know, I wouldn't doubt if every one of them knew that this letter was going to be printed in the New York Times. They're probably all behind it. It probably just isn't one person. You know, because they've been the most quiet Republican Congress that I can remember in a long time.
Well, you know, we're watching this happen, and actually Kavanaugh, you know, that it's the Kavanaugh's wife. It got so bad she had to escort her daughters from the hearing room. Said that they were very upset about, and his parents were upset about the vulgar shouts of the protesters. It's bad enough and sad enough that they're doing that that way and being paid for it, but the vulgarity on top of it. My God in heaven, Melody, our moral compass is totally broken. No one cares anymore about what God's word says about anything, including cursing.
What I don't understand is why didn't they close the door? If there was the protesters in there, why couldn't they have it? Why couldn't they have them in a separate room where everybody could still view the proceedings?
Well, that wouldn't have been near as good. That wouldn't have been near as good.
I know, and it wouldn't have. Nobody would have
that
paid any attention to it.
That wouldn't have been near as much fun. That'd been
but
boring.
I mean, the whole point is, no one says anything. No one, you know, it's just. But releasing this information and writing an editorial like that and placing, if there really is somebody in there like that, I mean, that is, if they find out who it is, that's a pretty serious deal.
Yes, it is. And it really is. And only time will tell what's going to happen with that. But that was akin to, well, almost treason.
Yeah. Well, if they're fighting the president. But I heard someone talk about on one of the earlier programs today where, you know, when right before Nixon resigned, he was in pretty bad shape, you know, drinking and so forth. And, you know, they kind of made it so that he wouldn't make any final decisions on things and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's wrong.
It is wrong.
You're right. Isn't it treasonous?
Totally wrong. And, you know, and I'm watching this, and I got to go to the other extreme part of this whole scenario to show how ridiculous things are in some other areas, Melody. I mean, this is a really important topic. You can't miss this because this is serious. Milk. Milk, M-I-L-K, had become the new symbol of racism in Donald Trump's America. I'm not making this up. I wish I were. In the era of social justice warriors, when racism doesn't exist, it's manufactured out of thin air. A sociology professor has now invented a tool of white superiority, and it's something that most of us, regardless of our race, have sitting in refrigerators right now. Milk is racist, according to George Washington University Law School writing professor Islin Gambert. Ignoring the fact that all human women have ability to produce milk to feed the babies, Gambert decided to go looking for racism. She also sees milk as a tool of the patriarchy, which is incredibly unsurprising. Milk is one of the most ambiguous and heavily regulated substances on the planet, and perhaps one of the most contested. It is tied closely to notions of purity, health, and femininity, and is seen to be so central to human civilization that our own galaxy, the Milky Way, is named after it. But despite its wholesome reputation, milk has long had a sinister side. Being bound up with the exploitation of the human and non-human bodies it comes from, and being a symbol and tool for white dominance and superiority. Oh, Melody.
Well, I got a question.
What if they include chocolate milk, too?
Oh, you took that right out of my...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I steal your thunder?
You took my punchline.
I'm sorry. But I mean, isn't this unbelievable? Paid protesters and a woman making up a milk as being racist. I mean, come on! How much worse can this get?
Yeah, that is. What about strawberry milk?
Oh, well, that'll come later. I can't figure it out yet. That's got to be something there.
Oh, okay, all right.
But that's probably.
These people are insane. They truly are insane. They're insane.
But when you have a Senate that is paying people to protest and auctioneering on the floor and then sanding on what somebody's talking about Trump in a non-published editor on it, and now we have this lady here with the racism in the milk. Melody, this society is so far down the road into destruction, it's almost scary.
It truly is. And let me just be the... I got a question for you, though. Is this headlines that we're reading? Does this... I know what my beliefs are, and so I don't even know why I'm asking this question. Does it really filter down through mainstream? Does it really filter down through, you know, the towns of America? Or is this really just, you know...
Well, it does.
Tuckered into the, you know, D.C., the big cities, and not rural America.
Well, the point of it is, it isn't going to be in mainstream necessarily, but they will give it that. But they will give it credence in any type of platform. It's like I said about you know, once you give something the floor, so to speak, you give it visibility. You've already given it credence, and it's not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
Right.
So that's where we are.
And then it's just a matter of time until it does filter down through.
Yes, it is. And when it started out back in the 70s, talking about homosexual rights, do you ever think you see it filter down like it has in this country? Yeah, when you were a young lady about 10 years ago, do you ever think you see it happen?
No.
So, you know, this is what's happening. Once you open the door and give it credence enough that they even talk about it, you pretty much give it up. It's just about over. It will come in and stay one day. That's just the way it is. But on the other side of a decent decision, almost absurd, it had to go before the court, the 3rd U.S. District Court of Appeals has adopted a hands-off policy to internal church disputes. Like that had to go to trial, Melody. Why would the court even have a right to hear a case against an internal church dispute?
Well, who took it there?
But I mean, why? Why would he take it there to begin with, and why would the court even consider it? It's totally unconstitutional, right?
Right.
Anyway, an ex-pastor from the Sixth Mount Zion Baptist Church in Pittsburgh, William David Lee, was suing the church for $2.6 million because they cut off his tenure, so to speak, early. And he would have made over $2.6 million as a pastor over the next 10 years. Oh, I never had a church like that. But anyway, unbelievable. But the church was defending, you know, said, we can't pay this. And the church said, while the amount of the church contributions and members is a matter of arithmetic, the court said, assessing Lee's role, if any, in causing decreased giving and reduced membership in the church requires a determination of what constitutes adequate spiritual leadership and how that translates into donations and attendance. These are questions that would impermissibly entangle the court, the religious governance, and doctrine prohibited by the First Amendment Establishment Clause, the court said in its opinion, agreeing with this district court. So this is something good come out of that. The court said, we can't hear this. We're not going to hear this. It's none of our business. Maybe that is good, don't you think?
Maybe.
I mean, if the court recognized the First Amendment one time, that's kind of hurt me more, you know?
Yeah.
So that is good, I think, in that way, because at least they did something constitutionally. Get the church out of a courtroom. We have no business there. I think that was good.
Yes.
Any comments on that?
No comments.
No comment. Well, let's move on then, because I got a lot of stuff here that we need. You don't mind me going on, do you?
No, actually, I did a late night program. We did a recording with James Corbett last night, so and it was a hectic day here at Discount. So,
praise God for that.
I'm just going to let you.
I'll just stumble on along. I guess you heard that Trump is now saying he's going to allow the government to shut down 10 a month. Unless they have border wall funding. They said that before and didn't do it. But he said last time he was going to make sure it never happened again. Then they, a couple days ago, said he was going to go ahead and let it happen. But he's going to go ahead and keep the budget going. Then he said, no, we're going to shut it down. Said Trump made his comments at a meeting with congressional Republicans, leaders at the White House about the legislative agenda for the next few months, including extending government funding past September 30th deadline. He said Congress was making tremendous progress on funding, but that is that he wanted to make a good on a promise to fund border security. Trump has repeatedly threatened not to sign funding legislation if Congress fails to include enough money for a wall on the border with Mexico. Trump reiterated that threat on Wednesday, responding to a reporter's question about a possible shutdown. He said, if it happens, it happens. If it's about border security, I'm willing to do anything. We have to protect our borders.
You know, it's funny because McConnell was interviewed, and McConnell says there's absolutely no way the government's going to be shut down. He says he already spoke to the president, and Trump said what you just talked about after McConnell was interviewed, and McConnell says we've got 9 bills in order to keep the government running, and we left one open, and then after the election, we'll go ahead and get that, we'll put the wall in that. So that's pretty much what McConnell was saying in order
music
to keep the government open.
Music's on, gotta run.
Well, I wanted to finish what I was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't hear it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's going to be one of those programs today, but we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And please make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to these programs archived on a long-term basis by just going to the website and going to the radio page and listen live at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we had to reconnect with Butch, and I think he's here with us now.
I'm here on the phone with you. I didn't make you mad. You cut me off.
Well, you interrupted me.
Oh, gracious. You want to finish your comments? I know you're in the middle of something, and I didn't think you heard the music. You go ahead.
Well, you know what? I didn't. So I didn't hear it until you actually said something. So we'll just, what's next on the agenda?
Well, I just got an article here that's sad, telling, and everything else you can think of. Now, this listener's headline, U.S. factory orders tumble in July as war spending slumps. Did you hear that?
Yeah, where did that come from?
That come from Tyler Durden on Drudge Report on Zero Hedge.
Mm-hmm.
But U.S. factory orders tumble in July as war spending slumps. Melody, our nation, for years and longer than we've been here, has been built on the idea of continuous war. And you know that. And we have been a continuous war about all my lifetime. And that's a fact. Korea, Vietnam, Grenada, and of course the Middle East. We've been in continuous war, and it causes jobs to be come in. You know, people are building things and doing things to continue the war. But when factory orders depend upon war, when the economy slumps, what do nations do?
They go to war.
So this is really a sad article. I didn't print it all off because it's quite lengthy. But I thought it was just a sad statement to hear. I don't care who you are. But the nation depends on war to keep its economy going is an empire. It's not a republic. Name it a democracy. It's an empire. And empires come to very evil ends, very, very, very destructive ends. All empires always have.
The only thing that I would have a question for on the war spending slumping is, we all know that the rest of the world is being, we're giving equipment to the Saudis to continue their bombing in Yemen. We're ramping up weapons to Ukraine. We have the Syria issue going on that's ready to explode in here in any day. It's not like we pulled back. I know they pulled some money from Pakistan, but it just goes from one place to another. One moment I read that they pulled it, the next minute I read that they gave it back. So there's something that You know, it's a lot of little wars out there and that we're supporting and giving weapons to. So it's interesting to see that the war spending would slump. Although although we did stop those war games in South Korea.
We did. But it's scary if the knee goes down, somebody's got to cause a need again. That's what that really concerns me.
Yep.
And Trump is really discussing about going into Syria. I mean, he sincerely is talking about talking over that. And we know that's all about, of course, his son-in-law being part of the Israel pro-Israel movement. And he's warning Syria's Assad, don't use the weapons on your own people again. And he never did in the first time. But that's beside the point. If it happens again, we're going to go to war with Syria. And he's also threatening Iran. We'll get to Iran just in a minute, too, because we'll get some headlines on that. But there's so much happening. And whether I hear good about Trump, I hear evil about Trump, I hear anything in between. But if Trump gets us into war in the Middle East, for whatever reason, it's going to be a catastrophe for the whole world. You mark my words, that's where World War III is going to start.
Well, you know, what's interesting here, too, is here's a headline. I can't open the article for some reason, but the Pentagon is mulling expanding presence in Greece. Greece! Amid China and Turkey concerns.
Well, obviously, Greece is threatening us, right?
Yeah. But I mean, they're expanding. There are presence in Greece. So when there's war spending that's slumping, that's kind of. We know that Trump also is interesting. No one is talking about it, and I don't have all the information in front of me. But he's scheduled to speak at the UN, President Trump, on September 26th.
I'm anxious to see how he's going to be received.
Yes,
I am. I see that.
But, one thing I haven't heard about lately is Nikki Haley.
She's briefly, she's kind of blurped in. That's about it.
After she stood up for herself and said that she was I think it was Trump's financial economic advisor, Kudlow, said that Nikki Haley was confused. She came back and she says, "I am not confused." And you haven't heard anything from her since. But.
No, you haven't. And you know, you have to wonder, this is all a political game. I don't understand all the rules on political games. But, you know, you please the boss, or you can lose your ground. In some cases, I say it's the right thing to do. But when you have to live by politics, you compromise your principles a lot.
Yes.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And India has joined China in telling Trump to stick it because they're going to import oil from Iran. And that's what they said. We're not going to pay attention to what Trump said about the boycott. We're going to import oil from Iran just like China is. Another huge nation. And I mean, we're talking about a population. I can't remember how many people in India over a billion, but I can't remember how many it is. Are you know, ignoring America and ordering oil to survive. But what makes it even more dangerous, article here from John Campbell, Associated Press, beers rise, diapers vanish, Iran currency crash causes chaos. Now, when the currency of a nation starts falling because of interference from a foreign country, that has led to wars before many, many times. It says Iran's rail fell to a record low on Wednesday as worried residents of Tehran lined up outside beleaguered money changers, part of a staggering 104% drop in the currency's value since America pulled out the nuclear deal only 4 months ago. Now, since they pulled out the deal, Melody, 140% drop in value of their money. Those who went to work at the start of the Iranian week on Saturday, saw their money shed a quarter of its value by the time they left the office Wednesday. Let that sink in. 4 days, the money dropped 25% in value. But that can't happen here. That's in Iran. Signs of the currency chaos can be seen everywhere in Tehran, where travel agents offer vacation prices only to hard currency and diapers have disappeared from the store shelves, something acknowledged by the Supreme Leader. Many exchange shops in downtown Tehran simply turned off their electronic signs showing the current rate for the U.S. dollar. Some Iranians who wanted hard currency signed up informal money traders on street corners. Exchange shops that remained open offered 150,000 rails to the U.S. dollar. Wow. A 25% drop in 4 days. Really, no nation can sustain that very long. And when another nation is got their fingers in the pie and starting and causing part of that, there's going to be trouble.
There certainly is. And but you know what? People believe that you know, our government can just continue to print money, and it doesn't make any difference. People don't understand how the system works. People don't understand money. Hey, if we have it and we can spend it, that's great. That's all anyone thinks about is how we can spend money. No one really understands how it loses value, and how people, when it loses value like that, you know, everyone is affected by it.
And so they are. And we call the fall of other economies and around the world for whatever reason. It makes enemies of other nations, does it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When people in Iran can't pay their rent or buy diapers for the children, you're going to be upset at the nation that caused that. And we need to realize that. This is serious. For some reason, we have a habit of ticking off all the people around us, and we want to stick our nose in all the business. And if we would go to war with Iran and Syria on top of that, plus everywhere else we are in the world already, and war with ourselves inside our own nation's borders in every direction, how long can a nation sustain that until the whole thing crumbles? And when the dollar finally does go, what's happened to Iran, Venezuela, Turkey, and others will seem no more than right, because our turn's coming.
And no one is prepared. No one is prepared for a declining dollar. I mean, there was a new study from Northwestern Mutual, and it found that Americans are sinking in debt. We talk about it here every single day.
Sure, yeah.
And no one expects to climb out of it anytime soon. But what the study found was that 1 in 10 Americans say that they will be in debt for the rest of their lives. And the article talks about how the reality, however, may be bleaker than that. They say for its 2018 Planning and Progress study, Northwestern Mutual surveyed 2,003 U.S. adults, revealing just how far deep in debt Americans are. And they found that 13% said they will be in debt the rest of their lives. 73% of consumers had outstanding debt that when they were reported deceased. And there was no information on how long they had carried that debt. But those who died with debt had an average total balance, now get this, of $61,000.
In debt?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now you're talking the majority of those that have been reported deceased are, you know, probably the main, you know, they're retirees. How would you like to live your golden years being $61,000 in debt? And that might have been medical bills and so forth, but...
Well, but you know, the government take care of us.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. So don't worry about it, you know, but okay. Another article here going on with what you're saying, 1/3 of Americans... Now, this is hard for me to grasp this, but I'm sure it's true. 1/3 of Americans have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Melody, how long will $5,000 last either one of us, any of us, if we're conservative with it? 3 months?
Maybe.
About 1 in 3 Americans have currently saved less than $5,000 toward the retirement. That's a terrifying number considering the instability of the Ponzi Social Security scheme. That's right, folks. It's a Ponzi scheme. According to the Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, the vast majority of Americans, about 78%, say they're extremely or somewhat concerned about not having enough money saved up for retirement. A shocking 21% of Americans have literally nothing at all saved for the future. Another 10% of less than $5,000 tucked away, the study has discovered. Now, I can't speak for everybody. I really can't, because everybody has different, I guess, different standards of living and what they're used to living on. But $5,000, I could squeeze by for 2 or 3 months. But when you count the food, power bills, insurances, medicines, whatever else you can think of, taxes, $5,000 won't go very far.
And that's if ever, if that's if all things remain the same.
Sure.
You know.
And that is scary because we're talking about people that are trying to retire. Mm-hmm. People that are living on retirement money, I don't care what it's, where it's from, and that they're not getting a raise, everything keeps going up. Even if they don't spend more, they're losing money.
Absolutely.
Because inflation takes more than what they're bringing in eventually. And I know that from personal experience. I do.
Just so property taxes alone.
Paying tax, exactly.
Yeah. And tax don't go down.
They don't go down. They go up every year. At least mine has. I'm noticing property tax every year. Mine is went up incrementally. I mean, not a bunch all once. But over 20, 30 years, even $50 a year adds up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the thing it is with the tax cuts, they're temporary.
Yeah.
You know, if you're saving anything at all, it's temporary. It's going to come back and it's going to hit you twice as hard. So I guess enjoy it now. Because it's not going to be permanent.
And we know that it can be permanent. They can't afford it. The government can't afford it. They can't. They can't even pay the debt now. For goodness sake.
And they're raking
on top
in,
of that, go ahead.
And they're raking in record revenue.
Yeah.
So
they are, but the debt has grown faster than what they're raking in. If they took the whole economy out, it wouldn't pay the debt.
Nope.
Wouldn't do it. But now, on a more serious part in a way, you know, that new car dealerships, including GM, is not doing so great in some areas, apparently. It said Ford job cuts looming as ? Automaker plans major redesign in our business. Now, this is a little bit on the scary side, too. Ford Motors employees are warily awaiting details of CEO Jim Hackett's promised fitness plan and the serious possibility of significant job losses. The company faces pressure to improve its operations. The company has warned of $11 billion in restructuring costs over the next 3 to 5 years, which could mean thousands of workers' buyouts, according to the analysis. Hackett is under fire from investors to make the company more efficient. For starters, the company's money-losing European division could face massive cuts of up to 24,000 jobs, according to the Times of London. 24,000 jobs. Now, that's a small city.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Now, that is staggering. That's almost unbelievable. 24,000 jobs. Now, this isn't, and of course, like I said, England. I don't care where it's at. That's a huge loss of jobs. Mm. And the car industry is one of the better paying industries out there. You know that, too.
Yes, I do.
That is a massive hit. So we'll see. I mean, everything, I don't care how everybody says it looks rosy. Actually, you look down behind the curtains, it's not so rosy after all.
No, and we're hear the music this time, and we'll be heading into a break, and we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
On the line, I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Tell me again tonight. Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I woke up this morning, I crawled out of bed. I should have been smiling, got my calendar read. That today was the day I was born long ago. So why was I crying? I had candles to blow. Happy stinking birthday. Let's celebrate. 1 year closer to dying, a few more pounds overweight, hair a little bit grayer, but hey, they say I'm aging gray. So happy stinking birthday, let's celebrate.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, let's celebrate. Happy birthday. And that's from Todd and me and all the listeners out there.
Well,
we wanted
you
to find Todd found that song last night.
Oh, okay. I can thank Todd for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll
so
move that, Todd.
We wanted to find a birthday for you, a birthday song for you, and we wanted to find something sort of in that southern tone.
Tomorrow's a biggie, I guess. Bible talked about 70. Tomorrow makes me 70. And I do thank God I feel so good. And I really mean that. I praise him every day for that. I don't take that for granted at all. As a matter of fact, Mel, there's that day, and a lady told me that I was working in my job. She said, "You look like you're in your early 50s. And I said, "Honey, if I wasn't married, I'd kiss you." And Mark said, "But go ahead, you told me it make a difference anyway." So anyway.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you and Todd both. Thank you both.
All right.
Very kind. Very kind. Now do you want to get on California some more?
Sure, why not?
California certainly earns it. And this is called In Crime-a-fornia. Now listen to this. This is, I'm laughing, but it really isn't funny. Thieves are stealing artificial lawns. Get it right. Artificial lawns while citizens get kicked in the grass. I like that. In California, thieves are stealing artificial lawns while citizens get kicked in the grass.
Really?
Yeah. When you go to the dentist, you might have a number of things extracted: molars, wisdom teeth, and of course your dignity when the Novocaine shot makes its first appearance. However, there's probably one thing you wouldn't expect to see yanked out at a dentist office: the lawn. That's right, I said the lawn. As a thing children play on, dogs lie on, and the trash people park on. The lawn. But that's exactly what happened to one Southern California mom and pop dental office, because you see, in California, subsidized plastic grass is safe for the barbarians at the gate. Recently, the hometown dental office in Hespera had its artificial grass stolen after someone came in the middle of the day and measured it before sending a crew of people to lift it over the weekend. Kara Sweeney, the office director and wife of the dentist, James A. Sweeney, DDS, told me that the timing of the step came at a particular punch to the gut, because it happened at the same time that the couple was pouring their savings into renovations to improve their family business.
Wow.
So they're stealing artificial grass. And it's government subsidized artificial grass.
Yeah. I was going to say, that doesn't even help global warming because you don't have to mow it anyway.
I mean, Melody Cedarstrom, who would have thunk it that one day it'd be still an artificial grass?
Unbelievable.
There's got to be a market for it somewhere. You know, I mean, I don't want to say. I just read this and scratch my head and wonder, you know, how far is it going to go?
Wow.
I mean, really?
It is crazy.
It is crazy. And California is just going on with craziness. Illegal immigrant students, illegal aliens, students are now allowed on California college boards. I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at this and thinking, even in California, wouldn't they be able to figure this is probably not a smart thing to do? California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill into law that allows illegal immigrant students to hold elected positions on California college boards as long as they qualify for in-state tuition. Now, listen, this is a double whammy. They can be elected to the boards now, and they also get free in-state tuition, and they're illegals.
Wow.
Now, figure that one out. The bill AB-1887 was signed on August 24th and permits students who are illegally residing in the United States to serve on any board or commission that relates to public elementary and secondary education that includes members who are pupils or minors. So, you lost me here. I mean, what? They get free tuition. Now they can vote on how to run the schools. And they're illegal. They're not even here paying taxes. Not even on anything except going to school.
How does that happen?
Unbelievable.
I mean, where are these people? What are they thinking? Do they just think it's great? Do they think that they're really helping people and that they're really that this is really good for the community? That it's good for the school? How can people just be so blinded? I just...
Well, sheeple aren't known to be smart.
No.
They're not. The state of California has been a nut house for years. Now listen to this next one, though. You think that would be good? Listen to this one. California candidate for governor promises... Now pay attention. Free health care for all illegal immigrants in latest push for financial suicide and collapse. Now, this is out of Natural News. Kevin Newsom is running for governor in California, and he's already bragging about his plans to drive the state into financial oblivion. The gubernatorial candidate just announced his plans to launch a universal health care program for illegal immigrants statewide. In any other state, such an idea might send would-be voters running for the hills, but on the left coast, it seems anything goes. In an interview on Pod Save America, Newsom recalled his time as mayor of San Francisco, a once beautiful city, and now more closely resembles a poorly kept porta potty. Boy, that's right on the money. The current state of San Francisco is nothing to write home about. But Newsom would like to expand the city's universal health care policy statewide. Now, I did not know that San Francisco had a universal health care policy for illegals. I did not know that. The only way in a state whose population is larger than 163 countries, California's economy is larger than all but four nations, the fifth largest economy, to approximate a strategy for universal health care is with the support and concurrence of the governor, and that's frankly it's not an indictment. It's just what's been missing in the past, Newsom contended. I did universal health care where I was mayor, fully implemented regardless of pre-existing conditions, ability to pay regardless of your immigration status. San Francisco is the only universal health care plan for all undocumented elite residents in America. Very proud of that, and we proved it can be done without bankrupting the city. I'd like to see what we can do to extend that to the rest of the state, he said. Whether or not the city was bankrupt is still up for debate. According to March 2018 report, San Francisco is $10 billion in debt. Not exactly the shining beacon of financial stability that Newsom makes out to be. The trend is rising. Debts in San Francisco is now not new. In 2016, Truth in Accounting reported that the city was $16,400 in debt per taxpayer. That's been 2 years ago. And now it's and now he wants to put all California with free health care. And each citizen in the state of in the city of San Francisco is already almost over $16,000 a day already in back taxes, so to speak. Now, is that insanity again, or what is that?
Well, it is. And, you know, it's funny because whenever you have these, you know, we hear the mantra of a great economy, the economy is booming, the economy is booming, is doing so great. You know, you have states, you have businesses who have a tendency to step out on the ledge again, and they all begin to overspend. And I think that, again, this is why I think we've seen some of the boom that we've had in the economy, because they are taking the risk, unfortunately. It's all in debt. But, you know, and if as long as everything flows smoothly, everything's okay. But the whole point is, you know, they're going out on the ledge with debt on bad information. And that's what's in California, too. And people will buy it. People might, if I don't know if it goes where they vote for it or if it just, you know, has to go through the legislature and so forth to prove it. Or, but it's, you know, it's just like spend anything at any time, and there's just everything is good.
Well, how can a city council or a county commission vote on giving universal health care for
people
who never push it?
Well, they'll try. I mean, we know it doesn't work.
But how do they get by with it? I mean, they give health care to people that it's not even citizens. They don't even pay paying taxes. How they haven't earned it, even a little bit. No one's earned universal health care. Nobody's earned that.
Well, but the bleeding heart liberals will be at the bleeding heart liberals will be out there and saying, "Well, that's a good thing. Help our fellow global citizen." Don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting it.
I know you're not supporting it. It's insane. But you know about another article. Got to move on because we're out of time. But ruble tumbles. Did you hear that? Medvedev comments. UK allegations Russia yield surge. The Russian ruble tumbled 2%, sliding to 69.63 lowest level against the dollar since March 2016, and its biggest drop since August 8th. Medvedev made some comments, and the ruble dropped. I don't know exactly how that all ties together. I just know it makes a difference in people's pockets. Again, I don't care what's here, Venezuela, Turkey, or Russia. When the value of the dollar drops, people's buying power drops also, does it not?
Yes, it does.
And, you know, and interest rates are still high over there. And inflation is nothing but a way to tax people. That's all it boils down to.
Well, you know, there's more and more with the Turkey problem, and we're going to talk about it on tomorrow's program. But, you know, the major currencies all over the globe, all over the planet are falling back. You do have major global stock markets that are pulling back. You have economic activity that's beginning to decline in some nations. At least 20 different currencies have fallen by double-digit percentages against the U.S. dollar so far in 2018. So, you know, a lot of people will think, and you think Larry Kudlow, you know, he's my BFF, but, you know, he thinks that, you know, a strong dollar is good, but it is not good. It hurts these debts in these emerging markets, and there will be a contagion. We will see signs from this as a contagion, and it will filter into our markets also. We might be the last to be hit, but it's coming. Now, is this the domino? Might be. I don't know. Could be. It's one of them. It's one of those dominoes.
I guarantee it is. And
yes.
I said, what Turkey can teach us about gold. Now, the gold in America in the last 2 or 3 years has been steady. It's been up and down, but it's been pretty steady, has it not?
Yeah, to some degree, yes.
Yeah, it's been somewhat steady. In Turkey, though, if you had bought gold in 2014, it went up from 2805 to 7226, or about 2.5 times. It's what it was just 3 years ago. Because the lira has dropped in value, gold went up in value. Now, actually, that's just numbers, but the gold went up in value because the dollar around it has fluctuated. But Turkey's now saying, you should have bought gold. I wonder where you heard that before. You should buy gold and silver. I wonder where that come from. I believe Melanie Sheesham talked about that once in a while.
Yes, I do.
So when the dollar drops here, it looks like gold and silver is going up. Actually, it's not. It's still constant, but the dollar is less valuable. It takes more to buy gold and silver, so therefore you can sell back a piece of gold and pay off a car payment early with inflated dollars that you got from a little bit of gold. Now, Melanie, that's good thinking, isn't it?
It really is, and you explained it so well, and you know, that's why gold and silver in difficult times is so important. But we focus on the price. Everyone talks about the price.
Sure.
Everyone wants to go to 50,000 and 60,000 and so forth. But the bottom line is it has a bigger role to play in your portfolio than just the price. To me, the price is gravy. And you can pull out all kinds of comments. It always was said that gold will never make you wealthy. It's not the price of gold. It's the purchase. It's protecting your purchasing power, because when everything else crashes, everybody else is going to be broke, but you're going to own gold. So you'll be able to convert that gold into other investments, into property. You know, sometime paper investments will become valuable again, to where you can purchase them and so forth. It could be land. It could be anything. And that's where your wealth will come from. So you will be different than everybody else who doesn't have gold. You will be very wealthy.
True. Yeah, and I know people say, well, you're a pastor talking about gold and silver. Yeah, I do. That's biblical money. That's biblical money. And constitutional money, totally constitutional. And the Bible puts a curse on unjust weights and measures. Every time you pass a fiat currency, your Federal Reserve note, to pay a debt, you passed on an unjust weight and measure, and we have sinned against Almighty God's and nation. And folks, it's coming home to roost. It had been for years. Every day the dollar drops, so I can buy here. That's just the way it is. We're being cursed slowly, being poisoned daily.
And I want to wish you wish you a very happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Young lady, thank you so much.
All righty. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm here with James Corbin. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.